Okay, we start here at the two dots, the bottom of Ayin Gimel Bet. Gemara is quoting Rabbi Shimon from the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Chachamim, the Tanakama, about the fact that a minchat chote v'kohanim is nikmetzet, and then you place the komets plus the shiraim on the mizbeach, as opposed to the Chachamim and the Tanakama, who believe that every mincha of a kohen is kalil tiyah, and you don't even have to take a komets off, it goes straight onto the mizbeach. So Gemara wants to know, menahane mile. How do we know that? How do we know the fact, according to Rabbi Shimon, that you do split it up? It says, "V'tan Rabbanan v'itala kohen kamincha." So at the end of the parashat Minchat Choteh in Vayikra Perkei, Pasuk Yud Gimel, which is right at the end, right after it speaks about the mincha, which comes as the lowest economic korban that's brought for the Minchat Choteh, over there it says, "V'chiper alav kohen achatato asher chatam me'achat me'elo v'nislach lo v'itala kohen kamincha." So that, v'haitala kohen kamincha, what does that mean? Shetehei avodatak sheirabo. So that tells us, number one, that he can do the avoda. The kohen himself can do the avoda for his own mincha. Ataomer shetehei avodatak sheirabo, enuel hatir minchat chote shel kohanim. Or maybe it's coming to be matir, the minchat chote shel kohanim. Umani mekayim, then what are you going to do with the pasuk that tells us in Tzav and Perek Vav that says, b'chom minchat kohen kalil tiyeh lo teyachel? So what are you going to do with the pasuk that says that you can't have a minchat kohen that's eaten? So minchat nidavato. I'll say that pasuk refers to always to a minchat nidava. Aval chovato tehei neachelet. But on the other hand, I will say that his chova will be eaten. Tamad lomar vaitalo kohen kamincha. Says it will be for the kohen like the mincha. Mekish chovato the nidavato. So it says, if it says it's going to be for the kohen like a mincha, well, what mincha is it like? It's like the minchat nidava. Well, the minchat nidava is kalil, so that means the chova is also kalil. So man nidavato eino nechelet, af chovato eino nechelet. So that's the din of the chachamim, which says that the din of the mincha choteh and the minchat chova of the kohen is identical to the minchat nidava, and it has the same din. Samar Rabbi Shimon, v'chi ne'emar v'aitala kohen kim minchato. That's not what it says. It doesn't say it's going to be like his mincha, like his other minachot, like his mincha nedava. Halo gonomar, ela kim mincha. It says that it'll be for the kohen like the mincha, the generic mincha. Well, the generic mincha, ela lakish, minchat chotesh el kohenim, kim minchat chotesh el Yisrael. Come to tell you that it's like the normal mincha of anyone else. So the kohen's mincha will be no different than the Yisrael's mincha. Ma minchat chotesh el Yisrael nikmetzet, av minchat chotesh el kohenim nikmetzet. So they both have a comment. I ma minchat chotesh el Yisrael nikmetzet, v'sherei nechalim. So you would think, so if you're going to do it, then you can eat it. So then the same thing, av minchat chotesh el kohenim nikmetzet, v'sherei nechalim. So the Talmud Lomar is la kohen kamincha. So it's the kohen kamincha v'lo liishim kamincha. And it's like to the kohen like the mincha, but not to the ishim like the mincha. Haketzad, komets karev batzmo, v'shirayim karevim batzmam. So meaning the kohen has the same din as the Yisrael, but the ishim, the mizbeach, does not have the same din as the Yisrael. The din of the Yisrael by the mincha is just the komets goes on. But the Mizbeach here does not have the same din as the Yisrael. That means that he's going to get everything. So how do I reconcile between the two? The kohen has something like Yisrael, not like Yisrael. I say, take off the komet, but place everything onto the Mizbeach. So that's how I reconcile between the two of them. So that's it. Haketzad, komets krevim batzman, v'shirayim krevim batzman. You have the aspect of the kohen being done, which, right, is the kmitza. But you don't have the aspect of the Mizbeach, which would be the Mizbeach only gets the komet. But here it'll get the shirayim as well. So now Gemara says, "Ha shetehei avodatak sheirabo mehocha nafka." The Chachamim started out with the darsha and the pasuk vayitala kohen kimincha shetehei avodatak sheirabo. That this pasuk teaches us that the kohen can do his own avoda. So Gemara wants to know, is that where we really know it from? Don't we have it from somewhere else? Mehotam nafka binayin lekohen sheba umakriv karbanotov becholait. How do we know if a kohen shows up any day of the week and wants to do his korban? It's not his time to be. It's not his beit av. It's not his mishmar that's there, but he shows up and he wants to do a avoda. How do we know he can do it? B'chol sha'a shirtze. Tamar lomar, va b'chol avat nafsho, v'shiret. He can come whenever he likes and be shiret. Now, even though over there, it's really the pasuk talking about the Levi, here the Gemara says that there are a number of places in the Torah where the Kohen is referred to as the Levi. But nevertheless, it's talking about the Kohen, that he can come up, b'chol avat nafsho, v'shiret. Whenever he feels like he can come up and do his avoda. Imahatam, if it's over there, hava mina hani milu davashim ba'al chait. That's only for things that don't come because of a chait. But the vashe bala chait ain't malo. Then we'd say no, because basically ain chavush matiritz mo bibeit asurim. You can't, prisoner can't free himself from prison. So when it comes to nedava, fine. When it comes to non-chet korbanot, that's fine. When it comes to a chet, you need someone else to be matter. You need someone else to do it on his behalf. That we also learn from our pasuk. We have another pasuk for that by the chet also. So there it says that the kohen will be mechaper al nefesh hashogeget b'chata'a b'shkaga. So that's already extraneous, because why do you need it al nefesh hashogeget b'chata'a b'shkaga? Obviously, if he's chote, if the nefesh hashogeget, then he was chote b'shkaga. So that extra lashon comes to teach him that kohen mitchaper al yedei atzmo. That b'chata'a b'shkaga means that the kohen himself can also be mitchaper al yedei atzmo. Gemara says imahu avamina hanimile b'shogeg. That's okay b'shogeg, they can hand it out. Aval meizid lo. K'mash malan, that even b'meizid he can do it. Heicha mishkachala. Over here in Vayikra, hey, when we're talking about the Minchat Choteh, and those are Karbonei Olivioreit, where there you have Mezid? You also have Shogeg over there. They're brought in Shogeg. So the Gemara says, no, well, there is one case there, which is that if you did it b'Mezid, when he is, excuse me, Agamash Balan, Mezid, hey, Chi Mishkakala, B'Zadon Shvua. By Shvuat Eidut, we have it that it doesn't have to be B'Shogeg. There we learn out that by Shvuat Eidut, it doesn't matter if it's B'Shogeg or b'Mezid. And therefore, you can even have a case of mezid here by Karban Olevi Oreid. And since you can have a Karban Olevi Oreid, even b'mezid, that shows us the Kohen can do the Avodah even when he did it, or Zechet b'mezid. So there, if I take this, now I have three psukim. The first pasuk teaches me, Uva b'cholabat nafsho, is talking about nidavot that he can do. Then we have the pasuk that says, that mechata bishkaga, that is me, that he can even do his shogei karbanot. Our pasuk here, which is Vaitala Kohen Kemincha, teaches me that he can even do his mezid karbanot. So we need all three psukim to teach me about what avodah is permitted for the kohen for himself. So that's the kamash malan, that be mezid.
What was the most in terms of mezid? What was the most in terms of mezid? He can't do his own avodah.
Yeah, because the korban olev yoreid has an example of a case where you're chayav for a korban be mezid, which is in the korban shvat eidut. You can even do be mezid. It doesn't apply just for shogeg. Even if you do it be mezid, you bring a korban. So it's an instance where there happen to be a couple instances in the Torah where you bring a korban, even in a case of mezid. This happens to be one of them. So the pasuk is written by a case where you could bring a korban of mezid. So that says the kohen can bring his own korban of mezid. So Natani Yidoch, we have another braita that explains the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon. It's really about his son, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, which is nice. This is the Lag BaOmer. So you have a little member of Rabbi Shimon Yochai and his son, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer Minchat. Do each, like we saw before, Kometz takes off, puts everything on Mizbeach. Now his son has an interesting shita, as we know, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kometz Karev Batmo, Vashirayim Mitpazrim al Beit HaDeshen. So he says, no, you take the Karev, you take off the Kometz, and that's put on by itself. The Shirayim we sprinkle on the Beit HaDeshen. So now this Beit HaDeshen is a little bit, you know, where is this? So now Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chirbava, Havi Bar Rabbi Yochanan, Beit HaDeshen Dehecha. Where are you putting this on the Beit HaDeshen? Ita Lamalo, if we're talking about on top of the Mizbeach, Hainu Da'avua. So this nobody argues about, all the Rishonim read this the same way, which is the Malo is the Tapuach. You have in the middle of the Mizbeach, they used to stack up or pile up all the ashes in the middle of the Mizbeach. That was called, we'll call that the Beit HaDeshen Milamalo. That's where all the ashes are stacked up on the top of the Mizbeach. So if you put it up there, he's no different than his father. It's going on the Mizbeach. So that's the same din. So that can't be what he's talking about. He can't be talking about putting it onto the pile of coals that are on the top in the center of the Mizbeach, the Tapuach. That can't be it. So either Lamato, so if it's below, this is where there is a Machloket Rishonim, what Lamato means over there. So Lamato, according to, depends which Rashi here, you have the Rashi up top on the right here. That Rashi says, so then you have the little space next to the ramp where they used to put from the Olatof, when they used to take out the innards of the Olatof, they used to throw it over there. Remember, we learned that in Zvachim, how far he had to throw it. It goes over there. And the Trumat HaDeshen, every day they used to take a scoopful off and place it down there on the floor of the Azara. So that's the suggestion. The Mato means there. That's one suggestion for Rashi. The Rashi below, the Ketiv Rad Rashi says, no, al shefach hadeshen shebazara. On the shefach hadeshen bazara, which is unclear what that means. If you look up in Tosafot, here he says, Persha kunjus, al shefach hadeshen bachutz. Bachutz, we don't have a Rashi that says that. Our Rashi doesn't say that. So I'm saying, if you think we have Rashi on this, that we have Rashi, Ketiv Rad Rashi, and we have Tosafot telling us that Rashi says something else, which we don't have. So he says he put on the shevet deshem ezek. He goes, I don't understand. Bekashim can't have a nifsal biyotze. What do you mean? What's even the shaila then? You're going to be taken out of the azara? That can't be it. There was a Beit Deshin in the Azara itself where they used to burn Kodesh Kodeshim that needed to be burnt. They used to burn them in there. So there's the Deshin on top of the Mizbeach. There's a little place next to it for the Trumat the Deshin. There's a big Deshin in the Azara for things like the Parim Nesafim, Sarim Nesafim, that's there in the Azara. There's another Deshin out on, right, Chutz Yishalayim on Har Zeitim. Okay, clearly that's not the one, even though he claims Rashi says that, because that's Yotze. So now we're talking about inside the Azara. So inside the Azara, he's suggesting, and that's probably what the Rashi and the Ktiv Yad is suggesting also, is there's a Shevech HaDeshen Bazara. But then we have the Rabbeinu Tam, which is interesting. Rabbeinu Tam, Mefaresh, Makom Shemenichim Chumat HaDeshen, Echel HaKeves. He says, it's next to the ramp. That's like the Rashi that we have up top here, next to the ramp. V'lo Yitachem. So he says, no. Why? The Chumat HaDeshen Kodim Tamid Haya. The Chumat HaDeshen is done first thing in the morning. Then you have the Korban HaTamid. And then you're going to bring the Mincha. Then as Kfar Nitzdani, it already cooled off. Putting the Mincha over there, the remainder of the mincha over there, that deshen will not be burning anymore. So if he takes the sharia mincha and he places it there, the thing would have been blown out already. We have no ability to burn it. So they say, no, it can't be that, because it's not functional as a pyre by the time they're going to bring the mincha over there. So that's why the Tosus rejects that which we see in the upper Rashi. So we'll go with what seems to be the probably best approach, is the mata means in the azara, the beta deshen in the azara. Okay, Amalei, Rabbi Avam, Dilma li'ibud. This is very interesting. I would have thought this. They're going to make fun of him, but I would have thought the same thing. Which is Rabbi Abba says, no, maybe he believes that the Shirayim are not mukrav at all. It's not that they're put into the Beit HaDeshen and burnt. Maybe they're just libud, they're thrown out. Just like you put Notzah Mora'a in the Deshen, like next to the ramp. That's not to burn them there. That's just to throw them out. So maybe the same thing here. You're just throwing out the Shirayim. So Achiku Aleh, they laughed at him. Since when do we bring something that's going to be thrown in the garbage? You don't bring something to intentionally throw it in the garbage. So Tani Avuah de Rabbi Avin, Kol Minchat Kohen Kaliel Tiyeh Lo Teachel. So the question of whether this is an independent statement, the Rashi above says it's an independent statement, this is a new sugya totally. The other possibility is, this may explain, is there such a thing that's done the ibud? We may have a case that's done the ibud. So we have this statement by Avuah de Rabbi Avin, that kol minchat kohen kaliel tiyeh, lo teachel. Ve'achila hi kashtiyah, v'lo ledaver acher. I connected it for achila and nothing else. My kamar. What does he mean over here? So Amar Abayi Hachi kamar. Kol minchat kohen lo teachel, chovato. That refers to his chovah. Kalil tiyeh, nidvato. That's his korban minchat nidava. So that tells you both his minchat chovah and his minchat nidava have to be kalil al mizbeach. So Amar Lei Rova, sakina harifa, mifsaka, gray. Says, you're a really sharp knife to cut up the psukim. Because the way Abayi is reading it is, the pasuk reads like this. Kol minchat kohen, kalil tiyeh, lo teachel. He's taking the lo teachel and he's bringing it back to the chol minchat kohen. He's saying chol minchat kohen lo teachel. That refers to his chovah. Kalil tiyeh refers to his minchat nedava. What's the problem here? The problem here is that the psukim before are speaking about a minchat chavitim of the kohen. The minchat chavitim of the kohen is a minchat chovah. So that would suggest when the puzzle begins v'chol minchat kohen, it probably should be talking about a minchat chovah, because that's the juxtaposition of this puzzle to this what's before. It's talking about a minchat chovah. So what he says is, to Rabbaya makes most sense, that we must be talking about Minchat Chovah first, and then only afterwards we're talking about Minchat Nedava. Now in the pasuk we have two statements. One is Kalil Tiyeh, it's to be totally consumed. The other one is Lo Teachel. The implications are that Kalil Tiyeh means everything goes, nothing talking. Lo Teachel means that you do a kometz, it's just not eaten. So now which goes to which? So Abaye says that no, the chova is the one that I would have this havmina that you would be kometz it. Because we have Rabbi Shimon who says it, by the minchat choteh, that you do a kometz. So his suggestion is to read the pasuk like this. B'chol minchat kohen, lo teachel. That is referring to the minchat chova. You'll take the kmitza off of it, but you won't eat it. Kalil tiyeh is his minchat nedava. Rava says, I don't understand. How do you cut a pasuk like that? El Amar Rava. Kol minchat kohen, kalil tiyeh. That's referring to his nidava. He makes it the first part of the pasuk about the nidava. Lo teachel chovato. The second half of the pasuk about the chovah. The obvious difficulty with Rabbi's pshat is that he just came off of minchat chavitin, and then he just switches to minchat nidava, and then he comes back to minchat chovah. It doesn't make so much sense to go minchat chovah, which is chavitin, minchat nidava, and then minchat chovah again. It doesn't seem to make so much sense. That's why Abaye read it the other way. But you have a problem with each of them. Abaye has the pasuk cut up, and Rava has the illogical order. So Gemara says, V'ipachano. Gemara asks a question on both of their pshat. What do you mean? Why should it be? They both assume that a chova is more likely to have a kometz taken off of it and have lota echel associated with it than the nedava that goes kalil. Why would you assume? I would assume the other way. That the minchat chote is the one that goes kalil, and the minchat nedava you take off the kometz. Why would you have this opposite? Somebody says, Mistavra, nivdavato avalei the ribuye. Nidavato should be the one that says lota echel and that you get the kometz off of it. Shekein tadira, lochati, and basim rechei. Number one is, it happens more frequently because you can do it anytime you want. You can bring it minchat nedava. Lo chate, you didn't do a sin, like the minchat chavitim that was before it. And number three is basim rechei. It has a nice flavor to it. What I mean, nice flavor means that you have levona and shemet. It's similar to a minchat chavitim in these three ways. It comes every frequently. Minchat chavitim comes every day. This, the nedava can come every day. It has shemen and levona, just like the minchat chavitim. And there's no sin involved. Minchat chavitim is not about a sin. Neither is minchat nedava. It says, adarabah. The chova is more like the minchat chavitim shekein isaron. It comes from a single isaron. Chova is an obligatory. So those two things are common between a minchat choteh and a minchat chavitim. It says harach tefishin. Those are more. So that's the reason the Bayin Rova gave favor to the minchat nidava to say that's what it was talking about first. The rabbanon. So now how the rabbanon going to do that? If the way that avod the Rabbi Avin. The way they're explaining Rabbi Avud, Rabbi Avin, and Bayin Rava, it sounds like that Rabbi Shimon has a pretty good proof out of the pasuk. So what are the Chachamim going to do with this pasuk? So for the Rabbanan, I come mitchat kohen kalil tiyeh lo tiyachel my of delay. What are they going to do with the pasuk? Why are they going to buy lady? They need it for the break that we've seen this earlier. In the alel yonah be kalil taktar be tachton of lo tiyachel. The pasuk before in the parsha over there talks about minchat chavitin and says that kohenah mashiach. That the minchat chavitim that's brought by the kohenim, that's kalil taktar, is put entirely on the mizbeach. Then you have the pasuk with chol minchat kohen, kalil tiyeh lo teachel. So what does the kalil taktar in the previous pasuk have to do what's written in this pasuk? And that's what the Gemara is explaining. How do I know to move the kalil taktar from the previous pasuk to this pasuk, and lo teachel to the previous pasuk? So the Gemara says, tamalomar kalil kalil. That you have a gzeirah shava between kalil kalil and the two psukim, kalil taktar in the previous pasuk and kalil tiyah in this pasuk. So therefore, nevarkan kalil, v'nevar lahalan kalil. It says here kalil by the minchat chavitim. Says kalil in the last pasuk there. Malalan be kalil taktar, avkan be kalil taktar. So just like by the minchat chavitim, it says kalil taktar. So do over here it means totally burnt up. Ma kan litain lota se'achilato. Just like the last pasuk there, which is talking about any mincha, says you have an isur of lota echel, there's a lav of lota echel. Af behalan litain lota se'achilato. So too by the minchat chavitim, there's an isur of lota echel. So because of that, you have an isur for both. You have an isur restriction against being maktir, and you have a restriction against eating on both the minchat chavitim and any other minchat of the kohen. They use the pasuk over here not to say that there are two different types of minachot, one that is kalil tiyeh, one that's lo teachel. No, kalil tiyeh is telling you lo teachel. But that lo teachel is modified by the kalil taktar in the previous pasuk, and the kalil taktar of that previous pasuk is also modified by the lo teachel over here. And therefore you have two isurim every time you deal with a mincha of a kohen. Now Gemara asks, Bari Ravina, kohen shachal min ha'emurim. Mahu. Kohen that eats from the emurim belong to the mizbeach. The kohen never gets the emurim. They always go to the mizbeach. What's the din of a kohen who eats emurim? It says, lav de zarut, lo mi bayle. I'm not asking about the lav of zarut, which is v'chol zar lo yochal kodesh, so that the zar may not eat kodesh, because over here the kohen is classified as a zar, the gabay, the emurim. So it's clearly it's in violation of Zerut over here. Kikami Baile Lagda Kalil Tiyeh. I'm worried about if it's a case of Kalil Tiyeh. So whether this has to be, Rashi on the top says it has to be, we're talking about a Zevach of a Kohen. It's not about a Zevach of a Kohen. Does the Emurim have to be done Kalil Taktar, and therefore he's in violation of Kalil Tiyeh? So he says, Kikami Baile Lagda Kalil Tiyeh. My, what's the din? So Amar Rav Aharon the Ravina. It's interesting like this. I don't think we see so often a Rav Aharon. I think we might have seen him once before here in the Masechta. I think they changed the girsa over there. The girsa that she did again is Amalei Rav, the Ravina. It's interesting because Rav Aharon, I don't think we find in the Gemara. And I think the two times we found it in Menachot, they changed the girsa because they don't have a Rav Aharon. So anyway, Amalei Rav, the Ravina, Tashma. The Tanya of a Breita. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Koshu B'Kalil Tiyeh, Litein Lo Taseh Achilato. There you go. Anything that has a requirement of being put entirely on the Mizbeach has a restriction of lo tesel chilato, lo teachel. So emurim belong in kalil tiyeh, they entirely belong on the Mizbeach. And since they belong on the Mizbeach, there's a violation of lo teachel. That's your answer. The answer is the kohen who eats the emurim is in violation of zarut. It's also in violation of lo te'achel. Truthfully, now it sounds like even if a Yisrael ate it, it would be in the same case, because it's anybody who has a din of Kalil Tiyah, which means it's a Zevach of a Kohen. Then if Yisrael eats the Emurim of the Zevach of a Kohen, you have the same thing, because there's still a requirement of Kalil Tiyah, and there'll be a restriction of lo te'achel. So now, we have a Mishnah that compares the Minchat Kohenim to the Minchat Nesachim. It says, Minchat Kohenim, Minchat Kohen Mashiach, Minchat Nesachim, the Mizbeach. They all go on the Mizbeach, v'ayim b'ayim the Kohenim. They don't have anything, the Kohenim get nothing from it. They're entirely going on the Mizbeach. U'b'zeh yukriyaf ha'koach ha'mizbeach mikoach ha'kohenim. Here the Mizbeach has the upper hand over the Kohenim, because it gets the entirety of these three Minachut. The other hand, Shtei Alechem, Alechem Apanim, comes to Shtei Alechem, Alechem Apanim, Nechalim the Kohenim. They go entirely to the Kohenim. V'ayim b'ayim the Mizbeach, the Mizbeach gets nothing. And over here, the Kohanim have the upper hand, because they eat all of the Shtei Lechem and all of the Lechem Apanim, and the Mizbeach gets nothing. Even though, by the Lechem Apanim, they get the Bazichi Levonah goes on there, and by the Shtei Lechem, you have the Kivsei Atzeret. Tosa says, not Migufo. That's not from the Lechem Apanim itself, not from the Shtei Lechem itself. That's an outside item that goes on the Mizbeach. From these items themselves, they get nothing, the Kohanim get it. So it says, Betulaka. There are no other instances of this where the Mizbeach gets everything and the Kohanim doesn't. What's a classic case of that? Vayika Ola. What about the Ola? Ola goes entirely to the Mizbeach. The answer is, Ika Ura the Kohanim. The skins are given to the Kohanim, so it's not entirely to the Mizbeach. Vayika Ola Tov. Ola Tov goes entirely on the Mizbeach, there's nothing to the Kohanim. The Gemara says, Ika Mora Menotza. So even though Mora Menotza don't go to the Kohanim, they're thrown on the side of the Mizbeach. They're thrown by the Kevesh, they're thrown on the side of the ramp, and they don't go entirely to the Mizbeach. So the Mizbeach's not getting everything there. So it's getting everything that does go to something, but they don't get everything. So they're not examples. Vayika Nesachim. What about Nesachim? Not the Minchat Nesachim, but the Nesachim themselves, the wine libations. Gemara says, no, the Shitim. They don't go on the Mizbeach, they go down the pipes that drop below the Mizbeach. I mean, they go into the pipes that drop below, and that's not considered to be on the Mizbeach. My bizu. So what does it mean, on these only? Lafuke min Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, mit Adev Yain. We saw this back in Zvachim, someone who donates wine. Mevio, umizalfo, gabi hishim. He brings it and sprinkles it on the fire. You don't pour it into the pipes, into the shitim that goes down onto below, onto the Mizbeach, and it goes below into the shitim. But rather, you take the wine and you sprinkle it on the Mizbeach to get it burnt up. So over there we had the Gemara, it's the famous Gemara, Psik Reishin. We'll get to it again later in the Nachot, about isn't this a classic case of Psik Reishin? Of course, when he throws it on the fire, he's going to extinguish the coals, and there's a restriction against extinguishing the coals. So the Gemara, all the Rishonim have to deal, depending on their Shito, they have to deal with the fact about how this is not a Psik Reishin. Again, we'll deal with it when we get to it later on in the Nachot. But Kamash Malon, to the Shitin Azli, our mission is saying not like Shmuel, our mission is saying that the wine libations go into the Shitim, because otherwise we'd have another example, something that goes entirely on the Mizbeach, that doesn't go to the Kohanim, which would be the wine. Misaylei the Shmuel. The other thing that helps Shmuel is, Damar Shmuel, I mean, Adev Shemin, Komtzov, Shirev Nechalim. If you bring Shemin and you donate Shemin to the Mizbeach, over there the Kometz goes on the Mizbeach, and the remainder goes to the Kohanim. So this will help Shmuel in that case, because here we see there's nothing else that goes entirely on the Mizbeach. The other day is that you put all the Shemin on the Mizbeach. But that's not mentioned in our Mishnah. It's one of the things that goes on the Mizbeach. So our Mishnah is also a help to Shmuel. Why does Shmuel differentiate between Yain and Shemen? It has to do with viscosity. Yain, you can't take a Kometz off of Yain. Shemen, you can take off a Kometz. Just a practical issue of which you can take off a Kometz, which you cannot take off a Kometz. It's now the latter half of the Mishnah. Shtei Alechem Belechem Apanim Betu Leko. There's no more things that go to the Kohanim entirely. Vayika Chatat Ha'Of. Chatat Ha'Of goes entirely to the Kohanim. There's nothing to the Mizbeach. Ika Dama. Now you sprinkle the dam on the Mizbeach, so that's enough. Veika lok shemen shel mitzora. What about the leg lok shemen shel mitzora, which goes entirely to the Kohanim, nothing on the Mizbeach? Ika matnotav. There are matnot here. Matnot could be one of two things. I would have thought when I saw Ika matnotav, is that on the bohen of Yadover Aglo and on the ozen, tnucha ozen of the mitzora, you have to put shemen on there. So I would have thought that's what it's referring to. The other possibility of Ika matnotav is that they do the sprinkling keneged HaKodesh HaKodeshim. They do seven sprinkles towards the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Over here, Rashi mentions the parochet. It's done in Shem Pamim Lifnei Hashem on the parochet. Tosfos quotes, because I don't know where you find such a thing. It's not done Lifnei Lifnim. It's done all the way out in the Azara near the Shar Niknor, a little in of the Shar Niknor in the Azara. So he says that's where the sprinkling is done from, not all the way inside. But either way, there are matnot that are given, not on the Mizbeach, but matnot that are given. So it's not entirely to the Kohen. Over here again, when it says bizu comes to exclude something, who does it come to exclude? Miman. The one who says that when shtei alechem are brought as a nidava, they go to sreifa. But by Shtei Alechem, they always get it. The Kohanim always get it, and it doesn't go on the Mizbeach at all. You don't burn it. So it's a Fuke, that Tana, that says that the Shtei Alechem and their brothers in the Devah get burnt up. Rashi over here brings three different explanations of what that means. Either a person is Dave, the Shtei Alechem, without Shnei Kvasim, that person, they go on the Mizbech, the Sreifa, Shtei Alechem, that came by themselves, meaning that the Kvasim got lost. Or the last one is the Fuke, Mandamai Rabbi Kiva, Damai Shtei Alechem, Abol Bifnei Etzman, Below Kvasim, the Sarah Kvasim, Makvim Et Alechem. Goes to, according to Rabbi, the one who says to Rabbi Kiva, that Shtei Alechem, that come to find inside themselves, that they don't go, the Kvasim are not Ma'akev, the Lechem, Lechem is not Ma'akev, the Kvasim, but you can't eat them. So all these cases, all those Be'ot, this Mishnah says, no, Shtei Alechem belong to the Kohanim, and they belong to the Kohanim in all instances. That's the din of the Kohanim in these cases. Alright, we'll start the Mishnah here, I won't do the Gemara, and tomorrow we'll deal with the Menachot themselves, about the whole process of making Menachot over here, which is really the dinim that we're discussing. Now the Gemara says, Kol HaMenachot Nasot Bikli, Tunot Shlosha Matanot Shemen. Any mincha that's done inside of a kli requires three matanot shemen. So when you say done inside of a kli, that comes to exclude maybe a mincha ma'afet tanur. Ma'afet tanur is not classified as a kli then necessarily, and therefore we're talking about the minchat machabat, minchat marcheshet, the minchat solet, which all have a kli associated with them. They require three matanot shemen. And now they're out of order. They're actually backwards. The mission writes them backwards. It's like lo zu av zu. Yitzika, ublula, umatan shemen bikli. So obviously matan shemen kli is first. You oil the pan. So you oil the kli first. Then you bring the solot along and you mix it with mayim pushrim. We saw that earlier in the Masechta. You knead it with warm water. And then you add in shemen and you mix them together with shemen. Then afterwards, you do a ptita, you do the afia. And then you do another matan shem, which is the yitzika. Matan kli b'shemen kodem nasiyatam. Chalot bololan divrei Rabbi. Rabbi says that the belilat Hashem is done after they're already made into chalot. You make them into chalot, then you do ptita, you break them back down into smaller pieces, and then you mix the shemen with them. Chamim omrim solit. No, the belilah is done when it's still flour. It's done before it's baked. So there's a machlok is when the belilah is done. Then hachalot to note belilah. Here in the minchat mafet tanur. The mafet tanur where you don't have all of these three. Then hachalot to note belilah. The chalot when they're made require belilah, but the rukikim require mishicha. Ketzan moshchan. How do you do mishicha? Kamin kai. We'll deal with this tomorrow. Kamin kai yivani, which is the letter, the Greek letter kai, which has a major machlok din mishonim, what it looked like. So tomorrow we'll discuss that a little bit, what was the shape of this. By shar nechalim the kohanim, and the remainder is eaten by the kohanim. We'll do this all tomorrow, but this is a basic framework for the menachot, how the menachot were brought. And here you have also machlok din mishonim, about which require a matan kli in the beginning, which require a blila in the middle, and then the mishicha at the end. So we'll discuss this all tomorrow to get together all the menachot and understand how the menachot were brought in the mikdash.